And of course, there are other things on TV right now besides basketball. For a while, in fact, it seemed like there was going to be a bit of a renaissance of musical dramas. Glee was a hit, and new shows, Smash and Nashville, were set to win audiences too. But TV critic Eric Deggan says they have all fallen flat in different ways.
Here's my biggest problem with TV musicals. In real life, nobody just bursts into song. But ABC's Nashville solves that problem with a setting in country music's capital city. It's the perfect setup for a contemporary musical with folks in concert stages and recording sessions and in nightclubs. The only problem is that may not be enough. The stars are Raina James, an experienced legend, equal parts Reba McEntire and Shania Twain, and a bratty young upstart named Juliet Barnes. They often clash, but when they work together, it brings hit-making magic. For Nashville, that was the right song. It was a hit on the show, and it sounds like it could be a hit in real life. And if you really want to appreciate how hard that is to pull off, consider a few other musical TV shows which aren't so successful. Like NBC's musical about the making of the Broadway musical, Smash. Like Nashville, Smash should have no problem offering plausible reasons why characters would burst into song. But Smash commits a cardinal sin. The songs keep the star from living up to her own billing. Catherine McPhee's Karen Cartwright is supposed to be a novice with talent powerful enough to stop traffic. But sometimes Smash's songs keep her from delivering those kinds of performances. It makes you wonder why everyone thinks she's so great in the first place. Small wonder NBC is burying this show on Saturdays come April 6th. But if you need a poster child for TV's musical fatigue, it's probably the show that started the mini-genre, Glee. These days, the cover tunes often sound routine as the show itself. Yeah, yeah. ABC's Nashville avoids the mistakes of Glee and Smash, so why don't I love it more than I do? I suspect part of the problem is star Connie Britton as Raina James. Though she shines while fighting with her husband or battling her corrupt father, Britton never quite seems as comfortable commanding a stage. But what keeps me coming back is the songs, curated by acclaimed producer and songwriter T-Bone Burnett. When the story says two aspiring musicians turn heads by playing a beautiful ballad, we get a head turning the beautiful ballad. These days my best laid plans are built on shifting sands. It's not like I don't know you said goodbye. Ultimately, that's all you really want from a musical show. Music that's seamless and keeps you immersed in the story. Can't find the strength
to stand alone. Eric Deggans is the TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.